The following message was given by Chris Dickren, leader of Women's Ministries for Jubilee Church, in July of 2022 at the Ladies' Night Out. The message is entitled, Breaking Lies. We hope you enjoy it.
The Lord gave me this message, and I remember I told Cammie, asked me, what are you going to speak on? I went, oh, I think I'm going to speak about lies. And then I kind of went, ooh, and I went, uh-oh, this is going to be interesting. So, Father, we come before you tonight, and I thank you that you are in control. You are in charge. And Lord, we wish to honor you with your word tonight. Lord, I ask that you are here with us, which I know you are, and that our hearts will be open to receive, and our soul will be filled with your joy and your love. And our time together will be unifying and uplifting to each other, but always, always to honor you. So I thank you, Lord. So, do you guys know what the Lord says about you? What he calls you? What he thinks of you? Do you think that he thinks you're beautiful? Do you sometimes wonder what's he up to? But he says, you're beautiful. And because you're beautiful, I'm going to fill you with my spirit. And I'm going to pour good seed into you. Because I don't create junk. He says, you're blooming on the inside. Maybe you don't see it, but others do. They see a change in your attitude or your perspective. Because you love the Lord. He says, you're beautiful. God has been planting seeds into you all your life. Seeds of joy, happiness, assurance, confidence. These are words that sometimes we trip up and we don't know if these are real. But God says you're accepted and you're going to be full of patience and wisdom. And so many more. They change as you grow older. They get sweeter. But we have a tendency to believe lies. We do. Well, I'm not quite. And when we don't believe, we abort God's plans for us. It stifles our growth. It stifles you. God does not lie. And we all know who does. Remember the story about Eve. She believed, but the word got twisted. And wow, she believed the lie. And bad things happened. So what do we do? We have to hear his voice. We have to listen for him. We have to believe. Are there times when you can't really hear him? And you don't really think it's true that he thinks you're beautiful and magnificent and lovely? But you are. We have a tendency to look at all the things that we've done wrong. All the hidden sins in our life that we don't even let people see because we put masks on. We believe, but we don't believe that he says all these wonderful things about us. In Ephesians 1, he says that he chose you individually before time began, and he ordained you to be holy in his eyes with unstained innocence. Unstained. But do we let that soak into our minds and our hearts and our souls? No. Sometimes we believe the lies. Okay, in Ephesians 2:5, let's hear another truth. He says, even when you were dead and doomed in many ways of sin, He, God Almighty, united with us. He wants to live with you. He wants to dwell with you. He wants to talk to you. And the very life of Christ was poured into each and every one of us. In John 13:10, it says, Jesus says, remember, he doesn't lie. He says, you are already clean. You're drenched in his love. You're completely clean in him. So why do we believe these lies? Why do we listen to them that say that we're not enough? So what are some of the lies we listen to? I'm shy. That's a biggie. Do we sometimes say, you know, I'm disqualified. I've made so many mistakes in this life that, you know, he can't love me. And how could he love me? I'm uneducated. I didn't even finish school. You know, what do I have to offer? I come from a really bad family, and I guess we all have bad seed. And we're all rotten, I guess. Do you ever feel that way about yourself sometimes? I'm not smart enough. The lighting is really bad. I thought it'd be better here. No, it's not that. It's just the light. I'm uneducated. Bad family. I'm too old. Thank you. I should have just asked. Oh, that's huge. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm too young. Maybe I'm too black, too white. I'm purple with pink polka dots, and this year they want yellow polka dots. What am I supposed to do? Do we feel that way about ourselves, that we can never be accepted totally because of our flaws? Do we ever just run to God and say, take it all? Satan's good at those lies. So remember, God does not lie. See, he sees us as radiant, Tammy. He sees us and says, you are my beloved, Mary. He says, you are charmed, Bernadette. He says, you are regal, Lynn. All of these are true and so much more. Remember, Esther got to be beautified on the outside, but she got selected because the inside was already gorgeous. She was wonderful. So let's kind of address some of these. Because shyness is the first one I wanted to talk about. Shyness seems to be very prevalent, and I don't like it. It's kind of a combination of a lot of different lies. A lot of things we will listen to ourselves or Satan and say, I can't talk. I don't have anything to say. I'm not smart enough. I have no value. They might hate me. Maybe I'll trip up and say something stupid. I just can't do it because I don't believe in myself. No value. Have you ever, I mean, I've talked to several here in church and else places, and pretty much everything they say for being shy was almost identical to what the other person said. And I know this because for years, I was kept in bondage to fear and shyness. I couldn't even speak to people because I was so afraid of rejection. But it's all a lie. Now they can't get me quiet. Because I believe, I know, I may not be a world leader. I may not be the most educated. I may not have the degrees Diana has. But I have Jesus in my heart. And each of you do too. You each carry him. Now we're going to get rid of that one. No longer are you going to be shy. We may be familiar, but say, no, I'm going to step out. I'm going to step out of that death pattern that I had for myself and say, no, I'm going to speak up. And you'll be amazed what comes out of your mouth because God will already be planting it there for you. And you believe. Remember, God says you are beautiful, unique, wonderful, and chosen. You are chosen. Do you believe that you have a destiny? Do you? You do. Everybody has a destiny. God put you on this earth and filled you with himself to do his will. Whether you're a Cindy Jacobs or you're just, you know, sprinkle some good seeds at the grocery store and bless people, it's all the same in his kingdom. But if you don't fulfill your destiny, you will be aborting God's plan for you. And you'll live a mediocre life. You do, because we all get caught in that. And the destiny that he has for each one of us, we don't know. When you let him in to kick out the garbage, he fills it with more of himself. Another one is, I'm not smart enough. This is such a lie. God says, see him and seek him and his wisdom. The fountain of wisdom will be poured upon you. He wants the intimacy with you because he created you. He took time to weave you together in your mother's womb, and he chose your hair color and your eye color, and he goes, I think I'm going to paint a little more over here in those eyes. I think I like a little more color, a little splash of something pretty. And the personality, I go, oh, they're going to grow into this beautiful woman, a chosen one, because he loves you. But do you ever feel sometimes that God is not listening to you? Do you ever have those days when you feel abandoned? Ooh. When you feel left out? You know, I think we do. Those are called dark days. Sometimes you're in the wilderness and the wastelands of life, and you don't know which way's up. But God is still there. He will not abandon you. That is a big lie. Because like in Song of Solomon 3, he tells us night after night, this is a Shulamite speaking. He says, night after night, I'm tossing and turning on my bed of travail. Why did I let him go? So she says, did I mess up? Did I make a mess of this again? Too many times did I say no? Do we beat ourselves up like that? But she gets up and she runs into the city and she hunts for him because her life is sick without the Lord. And she finds him. And he says, I never left you. You weren't interested today in me, so I backed off. But I'm here, always. Always here for you, waiting for you to come to me. My arms are open to love you completely. We need to stop looking back and what we did wrong yesterday, last week, or the bad habit. You can turn the page on your life and find wholeness in Jesus. Even these dark and dry seasons dissipate, and you are not abandoned. You find it sometimes that your prayers just kind of fall on the floor. You go to worship and it just doesn't come from your heart. It just kind of mimicking the words. Those are dark days. They're real. And everybody goes through them because he's stretching us. He wants you there. He wants you. This is when we need each other. Because when you can't climb up and praise him, you need to find a friend. That's why we did the object lesson. The girls could walk. They even stumbled. But when they got to find someone to help, that they could call up and say, hey, I'm having a really rough day. Will you pray for me? We all have to have that friendship because we're made for that kind of friendship. We have to be able to feel safe with each other, not feel like we're ever going to be rejected. So let's just say right now, give him your heart. The desire to remove the calluses in your hearts, that hard, dry spot in your hearts, that don't understand why things are going, but he does. And he doesn't lie, because he says you're beautiful beyond description. So can you stand up for a moment? I want you to do it. It's another little object lesson. Okay. I want you to stand here and take off those grave clothes. I want to see you rip them off of you, because no longer are you going to sit in the grave and say, I'm not good enough. No longer are you going to say, I'm not smart enough. I'm not anything enough. God says, I'm whole. God says, I'm loved. Take that rag of lies and throw it on the ground and say, no more. I'm not going to believe it. I am whole. I am loved beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm going to step out, even if it's a baby step, and speak if I'm shy. Or if I think I'm not smart enough, I'm going to memorize the scripture and repeat it and look really good. But he will open, you open your mouth, he will speak through you. Linda and I were talking about that our Bible study just the other day, and how I knew she was going to ask me a question. I knew I didn't have the answer. I said, God, please give me the answer. He did. It was really great. I looked really smart for a moment. But God does that for you. He wants to fill you with himself. He wants you to be successful and happy. So get those rags off of you, because that's not what God wants. He wants you to be in robes of righteousness. He wants you to be in joy and splendor. He wants you to be full of wonderfulness. The season of bondage is over. It's over. No more hiding. Knock down the walls that you put around yourself. I know, I did it too, doggone many years, so don't say I don't know what I'm saying. I hate to admit it, but it's true. No more barren winters. You're going to find springtime in your heart. You're going to find joy unthinkable. You're going to find the trees are prettier. The grass is greener, and the flowers will bloom in your heart and outdoors. Everything will look better when you trust him and believe that you have great value. He doesn't make junk. He loves you unconditionally, and he's so proud of you. He keeps pouring into you because he believes in you. He wants you to fulfill your destiny, no matter what it is. Hold us in him, joy unspeakable. All of it is yours. And if you want some prayer, Linda and a couple of other ladies are going to be up here. If you want somebody to pray with you tonight to finish what we started, come up here and let these ladies pray for you, because they will finish what we've started. The Lord will speak through them and bless you even more, because he doesn't ever stop loving you. He will continue to love you always, because he loves you. In Isaiah 35, it says that the wilderness is dark, the desert is dark and dry. But you know what? God already planted the seeds in you. In the desert, the seeds are under the dry ground. So when the rains come, it's already there. It's already in you. So let his rain flow upon you. And let the rivers flow. Let the flowers bloom in your hearts. And find a joy that's unbelievable. Because when you walk with him, every day can be so exciting and fun. And you look back and you go, why did I believe those doggone lies? Even in the dark days, God is still there. Always. Because he loves you unconditionally. So throw those lies away. Throw them away. Stomp on them. Whatever it takes. When they start to raise their ugly head, say no. I am a child of God. I am his daughter. And he says, that's it right there. He says, I am perfect and wonderful and beloved and beautiful and extravagantly loved. Remember, read your word. So Linda and Lynn and Leslie will be up here if you guys want to come on up. And if anybody wants prayer, please let them fill your hearts with love. Yeah. Come on up. if you want prayer. And after a little bit, then we will go to the back and we'll have our fellowship time. Fellowship time where you get to talk to each other, but have a wonderful meal that everybody participated in and brought something that was near and dear to their hearts. And it's beautiful when we gather together. See, the world is a mess, as Cammie was saying, the world is a mess. But not Jesus. He says, stay in the eye of the storm. That's the place of peace. That's the place, and you keep your eyes up. Quit looking at the ground. Look up and stay. And as he moves, you move. Because he's going to say, hey, Mary, let's go to the left a little bit. Because you're not quite in the center. And I can't pour all the stuff I want in you if you're not exactly where I want you. Yes, he can, really. But stay close. He wants to be your best friend. Very, very best friend. BFFFFF forever, forever, forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. For further information regarding Jubilee Women's Ministries, you can contact Chris Dickren at jubileechurch.org. If you have inquiries regarding any other ministry at Jubilee, feel free to email us at jubilee@jubileechurch.org. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless you.